We live, we love, we serve. We say here, we live, we love, we serve. Amen, amen. Won't you open your Bible apps with me? Or the Bibles if you have them. But open your Bibles app with me as we go to the book of John, chapter 12. John 12, verses 12 through 19, we will be reading. Give y'all a few more seconds of scrolling. John 12, verses 12 through 19, read as such. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out meeting him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify. It was also because they heard he had performed this sign that the crowd went to meet him. The Pharisees said to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Word of God for the people of God. Won't you join me in a moment of prayer? Gracious God, we are here today, first of all, thankful. Thankful for all that you've done, all that you're doing right now, and all that we know is possible in the future, God. When we look back over our lives, God, we realize that there has never been a moment where you weren't there, God. Never been a moment where we lacked anything, God. Never been a moment where you haven't provided for each and every one of our needs, God. In a world so full of inconsistent things and inconsistent people, God, you have always been there consistently for us, God. Whenever we cried out, you've answered, God. Whenever we wondered where you are, you've shown up, God. Whenever we thought we were lonely and needed some love, God, you were there providing a hug, God. Whenever we were sick, you touched us, God. Whenever we needed you, God, you've always shown up, God. Not when we wanted you to, but when you know you needed to, God. So have your way on today, God. Do what you do best, God. Be God all by yourself in this moment, God. Let each and every person who is here on today feel you a little bit more. Let those who are watching you, God, know that you are present with them even in this moment. Let those who are experiencing some darkness in their lives right now know that you are the light that continues to shine through the darkness, shining all that is you on them, God. Have your way. Have your way. Let your words flow from me, not my own, God. Somebody in here today needs to hear a word from you, God. So once again, do what you do best. Be God all by yourself. And we will continue to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory. It's in your wonderful name we pray. And we say amen. 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 You may be seated. I won't be long today, that's a promise. But today I simply want to talk about the false spring. The false spring. In America, family, there is something that happens on the 2nd of February. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. This is a little holiday that derives from the Pennsylvania Dutch superstition called Groundhog Day. And on Groundhog Day, if said groundhog emerges from its burrow on that day and sees its shadow, it will retreat to its den, and we will have winter go on for 6 more weeks. If it does not see a shadow, that means spring will arrive early. And on February 2nd, 2024, the groundhog emerged, did not see a shadow, and it has been predicted that spring would arrive early. Now, even though the Groundhog Day has a low prediction rate, the National Geographic Society reports a prediction rate of 28%, some still become excited about this, especially when an early spring is predicted. And once again, on February 2nd, 2024, the groundhog emerged from its den, did not see its shadow, and an early spring was predicted. And this prediction, even though we know it has a low percentage rate, still excites some of us because after a long, grueling winter, we are ready for spring. After months of cold weather, we are ready for spring. After months of 20 to 30 degrees and cold winds and snow and not wanting to step outside, we get excited because we are ready for spring. And the thought and prospects of spring coming sooner than later excites us, and we get hopeful that we will not have to deal with our winter anymore. But sometimes, FCBC, we get what is called a false spring. And if we go back about 2 to 3 weeks ago, that's exactly what we had. Even though we didn't realize it, we woke up, glanced at our phones, and we saw that it was going to be 65 to 70 degrees for a few days. And we got, y'all got excited. We saw that during those days, the sun was going to be shining brightly, and we, y'all got excited. We started to think about all the stuff that we were going to be able to do because of this nice weather, and y'all got excited. And then the nice weather hit. The sun came out. The clouds were gone, and that 60 to 75 degrees felt a little more like 85 to 90 for some. And y'all acted up. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw the shorts come out. I saw the short sleeves come out. The streets was packed. Some of y'all was in there, didn't even know what to do, taking in the best of it, thinking that spring had arrived, and y'all had yourselves a good time during this false spring. But as quickly as it came, the false spring left. And a few days later, we were back to 30 degrees. The gloomy days popped back up. The clouds came back up, the winds picked back up. You had to go back in your closet and get that thick coat that you thought you weren't going to see till the end of the year. And you had to deal with the disappointment that the small spring got you, and it got your hopes up that the real spring would be here for a while. Y'all got fooled. Not me, though. But we can all have these moments in our lives where we are fooled by these false spring moments. Moments in life where we get excited about the prospect of something good happening to us, and then it doesn't. Moments where we think everything is falling into place only to be fooled by moments where they don't happen. Moments where we think all our hard work will pay off sooner than later, but it doesn't. Moments where we feel as if everything is going perfectly and everything is going how you envisioned it. Life itself is going just the way you thought it would go. You're living it up in this moment, thinking that things are great, thinking that things are wonderful, but yet it's only for a moment. Those around you are celebrating you as if you already achieved victory, hyping you up in the moment, telling you all that you want to hear, only to switch up on you when things start going and seeming a little differently. Fall spring gives you hope that things are about to change for the better, so you prepare your mind, body, and spirit, hoping and expecting the change to come, only to be let down when things go back to how they were before. Not only can you have these false spring moments in your life, but you can have those false spring people in your life too. Anybody know about those false spring people in your life? Is there anybody in the building who has experienced some false spring people in your life? False spring people, false spring friends, false spring boyfriends, girlfriends, spouses, associates, bosses who promise change and something different, promise to do better. promise to act better, not make the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. And then those next few weeks, those changes are made, things are different, and you get a sense that you were heard and understood. But then after those few weeks go by, here they go, falling back into those old habits. And now you walking around with an attitude and they don't understand why, because they presented you with a false spring that you thought was going to lead to a permanent spring. The false springs in life can really fool us, giving us those temporary moments of happiness. And all that is temporary, because the truth is the false springs never last. In those moments of false springs, we often start with great motives. We have high hopes about what is coming. We have clear vision about what we want to see, strong resolve about how to execute our plan so that all will happen as we hope and see it will happen. We are just like in the scriptures, the people ready to shout our hosannas and our hallelujahs. The enthusiasm of those around us is contagious. Then comes the day when we realize what that false spring has done to us. But the good thing about false springs is that it's just false spring itself. Because even though false spring had its disappointments, even though things didn't go the way you wanted them to go, even though you were fooled in that moment, even though things once seemed dark and gloomy, the real spring is still coming. And when you're walking with God and you're following the path that God puts you on, when spring comes, it's going to make the false spring look insignificant compared to what the real spring can bring. When you're focused on what God has for you, you won't be distracted by what the false spring things bring. And the people that the false spring offer you in that moment, when you're focused on God and where God is leading you, you won't be tempted to fall into the trap of being led to where false spring is trying to lead you. The thing about false spring is that the false spring moments and people only have as much power as you give them. If you don't pay them any mind, they have no power over you. If you don't give them that attention that they seek, it has no power over you. If you don't ignore it, if you ignore it and keep moving and keep pressing forward, it's not going to distract you or cause you to linger in places you don't need to be anymore. It's not going to stop you from getting to where you need to go. When you're focused on God in those moments, all you will see is what God wants you to see and where God wants you to go and do the things that God wants you to be doing. You won't be looking to the left or the right, looking at the things that the false spring is trying to get you to see. You will be focused on all the possibilities that come from God instead of what the false spring is offering you. So when you're focused on what comes from God, you won't get lost up in what the false spring is trying to bring to you. And I don't know about you, FCBC family, but God has done far too much for me to get caught up in false spring people, false spring things that can provide me temporary happiness. That temporary happiness is not going to do you good in the long run. God has been too consistent in my life for me to fall in the traps of the false spring. God has done too much for me at my lowest. God was there at my weakest. God provided strength when I was lonely. God kept me going when I didn't know where to go. God found me and put me on the right path. When I thought I was lost, God showed up and showed out in the best way that God knew how. When I thought the battle was over, God gave me the victory. God has done too much for me to put my hopes and trust into these false spring moments and false spring people in my life. So don't get caught up in those false spring moments. Stay focused on where you're going and what God has in store for you, because whether you know it or not, those winter moments and those false spring moments are setting you up for when the real spring makes its appearance. It's not easy, but staying focused and not getting distracted makes the coming of the real spring so much better. Stay focused and don't get distracted, FCBC. It's hard and it's challenging when we're so desperate to get out of our winter moments in our life, those winter moments when things consistently seem down, when you're not going anywhere, when you don't feel like you're doing anything, and just those false spring moments offer you a glimpse of what could be, and you dive right into it, not knowing it's just a temporary happiness. Stay focused on where you're going and don't get distracted. Don't fall for those false spring moments. Jesus is making his way down to Jerusalem. And a recent event had encouraged his followers to believe that the springtime for them was coming and their winter was ending. Had them believing that their long winter season was finally ending, Jesus had just shown some serious power. He had brought Lazarus back from the dead. And along the path and crowds, they all shouted praises because of Lazarus' deliverance from the tomb. It was evidence of Jesus' power. For the people of Israel, winter's long wait seemed to be over. Jesus had come. The Messiah was here. And deliverance from Roman oppression seemed to be coming. After so many years of being under the Roman thumb of oppression, their help seemed to be coming. After many years of being seen as less than, their help seemed to be coming. After so many years of living in a land that didn't validate their humanity or their existence, it finally seemed like things were headed in the right direction. After so many years of being treated unequally because of how they were born, things seemed to be finally headed to a place where there will be some equality. After so many years in their season of winter, it seemed like the spring was coming. And you can't really blame them for thinking their spring was coming. And you can't really blame them for their excitement. And in fact, maybe we can relate to them just a tiny bit. Maybe with us being a black in America, we might know a little something about this. Maybe with our history, we may know a little something about being under oppressive thumbs of those who say they have all the power and that we have none. Maybe we can relate to living in a land that doesn't value one's humanity and sees them as less than. Maybe we know a little bit of something about living in a terrible situation, hoping and praying for the day that we as a people would not suffer unnecessarily. Maybe we too as a people know a little something about false springs. When after Obama was elected, we were happy and they tried to tell us that racism was over and things were looking up for us. But even during that time, young black men and young black women were still being killed in the streets, in their cars, and in their homes. Maybe we too can relate to knowing about false springs when they tell us we've moved so far away from our racist past. But right after Obama, we had an openly racist bigot as the leader of our country. Maybe we can relate to knowing about that false spring when people still try to tell us to this day that we've come so far and things are so much better, but yet we are still suffering from racism, still suffering through lynching, still suffering from mass incarcerations, police brutalities, mass murders, economic inequality, affordable health care, voter suppression, access to good education for our children, no equality in general. Maybe we know a little something about a false spring being presented in our lives simply because of who we are as a people. They try to tell us things are better and try to make it seem like we've come so far, but each moment of hope is met with an equal moment of devastation. Each moment we think our spring has come, we are reminded that we are living and have been living in a loop of false springs in this country. Every time we think things are better, they're reminding us just how they really feel and how they really see us. We are reminded consistently of what they think about us in this land that we built on the backs of black and brown bodies. They continue to remind us of, even though we put the work in, this work wasn't for you. We know a little something about long winter seasons and the hope that fall springs can bring us. But even though they've come, even though they're here, they didn't break us. Because we are still here, still going, still standing, still looking forward, and still moving forward to where God wants us to be. But once again, you can't blame the people for thinking that their spring was finally arriving. Once again, you can't blame them for hoping, and they were having visions of how David danced in their heads, for David was the founder of the nation. He established that capital and court and government and that kingdom. Israel had been respectable and powerful at once, but now they were poor and oppressed and were treated unjustly. But they felt those long days were coming to an end. They felt their time was coming again. Now, with Jesus being here and Jesus being who he was, they saw a new day coming. There, God would rule again. The supremacy of Israel would be felt again amongst all the nations. They were excited in this moment, and Jesus was the focus of this excitement. But Jesus in this moment was not focused on any of that, because Jesus knew what was going on. Jesus knows he's now on the last leg of the race, and Jesus knows that he cannot be distracted by the false springs that are presented for many. Jesus had done so many things, given sight to the blind, fed 5,000, healed the lame and crippled, healed lepers, and most recently had brought a man back from the dead. And all these things were leading to a moment that was coming soon that he knew was coming. Because of all that had happened with Jesus throughout his journey, the people thought that Jesus was coming to be their actual king. They were focused too much on the miracles and wonders and focused on what he could do for them as a political and national leader, but not so much as a spiritual savior. They greeted Jesus as king, but weren't aware of the true nature of his kingship. They looked upon Jesus as a potential leader whose help they might be able to become whole again, whole and independent of the Roman government. But even after hearing all that Jesus had done and even seeing his power for themselves, they still missed the point of why Jesus was there. They sought to elevate him to a place that he didn't even want to be. Family, you got to be careful of people who seek to elevate you to positions that God does not want for you. They will elevate you because they think your elevation will benefit them and they won't be worried about how that forced elevation affects you in the long run. We all know about these people who are around you, watching you just to see how good you are at what you do, watching and waiting to see how you can help them along their own journey, seeing what you can do to help them get to the place that they really want to be and see that this is going to be how things are going to be different when you in their lives rather than it being them on their own, seeing how they can use you just to help themselves. That's the difference between the real people and the fake people in your life. The real people in your life will have that genuine want and desire to see you do good in life, see you elevated to better positions in life, simply because they are happy and love you. They celebrate you. They are happy for you. Many know what you had to go through to get to where you are now. Many were there right with you in the struggle and grind, pushing you as you pushed them in those moments. Even when you didn't want to go on, they were there helping you go on. In those moments where you were elevated, they weren't there with a stank face. They were there supporting you, being happy for you, being your number one friend, supporter, and cheerleader. We know what real friends look like. But for some reason, some of us have the tendency to let those around us who are fake still linger for whatever reason, for whatever problem. We have an issue about pushing away the fake people in our lives, even if we know they are fake. We all know the signs about how fake people can be. You have those who are only happy for you because they think your elevation will help them get to somewhere that they can't even imagine without you. They play in your face, acting like they are happy for you. All the while, they wish they could be you. All the while, they wish they could walk in your shoes and be who you are. Isn't it interesting that people can look at your life and look at you in your happy moments and want to be you, but then understand, they don't understand all that you have to go through just to have a smile on your face for the day? They wish they could walk in your shoes, but they don't understand how heavy each step is. They wish they could be you, but they don't even know how hard things were when you were at your lowest. They don't understand all you had to go through to get to where you are now. They don't understand all the sacrifices you had to make to get to where you are now. They don't understand all the times that you were beaten and down on the floor, crying out to God, hoping and praying that God heard you, hoping for a miracle. They are so focused on where you are now and so desperate to get something out of you that benefits them that they don't even realize that this isn't even the life that they really want. They couldn't handle one day being you, but they don't realize that because they see you making it look so easy. You make it look easy, family. You make it look easy and you look good doing it. Tell your neighbor, I look good and you look good, but I look a little better today. I don't look like what I've been through. I don't look like what I've been through. But they don't know it because they so focused on how good you look right now. In this journey, thank God that you don't look like what you've been through. You look so good on your worst days that people think your worst days could be their best days. They don't understand what you gotta go through to get to where you are right now. They don't understand. That was good. Your worst days can be their best days. They don't even realize how messed up that is. But once again, they just looking at you, seeing how good you look right now. They just look at you looking good and in that good position and start scheming and trying to think of ways to use you to elevate themselves. They are the ones you have to be careful of, because they will be nice and friendly to you as long as you can benefit their lives in some way. But as soon as they see you can't, the whole situation, FCBC, changes. And the whole situation becomes very clear that it is the false spring that they didn't want you to realize it was. But in this moment, Jesus shows us what to do. As Jesus rides in, he doesn't focus on the crowds. He doesn't focus on their words. He stays focused on where God is leading him. So stay focused on where God wants you to go and stay in your lane, just like Jesus did. See, that's a problem sometimes, FCBC. Sometimes we look at other people's lanes and get a little jealous, thinking that their lanes might be a little better for us than what God has for us. But what God has for us is for us. Just because you're following God doesn't mean the road is going to be easy. But just because the road isn't easy doesn't mean that God is not going to be with you each and every step of the way. Jesus stays in his lane, and Jesus doesn't buy into what they are trying to make him. In fact, he goes out of his way to show that he isn't trying to be that type of king by entering the city and riding on a donkey specifically. When you entered on the donkey, you were showing that you were coming in peace. But even still, the crowd was calling for him to be a king. Jesus doesn't give in to the will of those who seek to celebrate Jesus for their own specific needs, because Jesus knows and is focused on his goals and where God wants him to be. He's not focused on where they want him to be, but focused on where God wants him to be. God does not want what the people want. And that's when we realize that this whole situation is a false spring. Because the same people who were celebrating Jesus in this moment, in just a few days, we're going to be the same people calling for his downfall. The same people who were shouting Hosanna were going to be the same people screaming, crucify him. Don't be surprised, FCBC, when those around you show their true colors. Don't be surprised when the ones that were hyping you up are the same ones that will be trying to bring you down. Don't be surprised when the wolves and the parasites suddenly start popping out at your lowest moments when you thought you had friends, but it turns out they were trying and waiting for this moment just to prey on your downfall so they could celebrate while you were down. Waiting on your lowest moments, trying to make things around you worse than they already are, looking to get you while you are down, looking to celebrate you being down, because truly that's what they really wanted. Even when you were up, they were just looking to use you just so they could pass you and put you underneath them. Oh, jealousy is just a crazy thing, isn't it? People jealous because they don't understand your relationship with God. They don't understand how God is in your life. They don't understand because they're too busy trying to be you instead of focusing on what God wants them to do for themselves. But you can't really help those people anyway. So don't waste your energy trying to. So once again, just a few days later, Jesus had to sit there and watch those who celebrate him now call for his death. Had to sit there and watch those who smiled in his face now glare at him, yell at him, and call for his death. Those who were just calling for him to be king are now calling for him to be hung on a cross. Yes. And it's tough, FCBC, having to deal with the realization that the false spring fooled you. It's tough having to deal with the thought that the spring you hoped for wasn't coming just when you thought it was. It's tough to realize that all the joy and hope you had for a moment didn't come through. It's tough to deal with the feeling of knowing that you were fooled by someone or something, thinking that the good times were coming. When you have to deal with the letdown, when you have to deal with the pain that comes with the false springs. But the one good thing in this moment about dealing with those false spring moments and the people in your life who are those false spring people is that in the midst of it all, God is always present. And when God is present, it makes things a whole lot better. Whether we know it or not, or whether we accept it or not, all those false spring moments we've gone through in life, each time we've gotten through them a little bit stronger. You may not realize it right now, but there have been false spring moments in your life and you didn't realize you got through them because God was sitting there right there with you. And each time we've gotten through them, whether you knew it or not, it's because God was with you. And when God is with you, you're able to get through those false spring moments in your life. When God is with you, those false spring people cannot stop you or hinder you, because what God has for you is for you, and those people aren't going to stop you when you are following and doing what God wants. Jesus sat there with betrayal in his face by those who seemingly loved him, but still focused on where he was going. Hurt, but still focused. Beaten, but still focused. Disappointed, but still focused, because Jesus knew that despite the false spring being present, God was still present. And in his life, God was leading him somewhere that the people couldn't understand. And Jesus knew that as long as God was still in control, everything was going to be all right. And when you're being led by God, you won't let those false spring moments stop you on your journey. When you're being led by God, you won't let those false spring moments stop you from keeping to go forward. When you're being led by God, you won't let those false spring people keep you from what God has for you. When you're being led by God, you won't be fooled by what those false spring moments and people can offer you in the moment, because you know God has something better in store for you if you keep moving forward. Nobody said this journey would be easy for you. So yes, there will be moments of false spring in your life where you thought your trials were over, but they pop back up. Moments where you thought things were different, but they stayed the same. Moments where people seemed to like you and they seemed like they were going to change, but end up letting you down. Moments where you thought your spring was coming, but your winter was still in control. But don't let those moments distract you, because at the end of the day, what God has for you will always be for you. So stay focused on your journey. Stay focused on where God is leading you. Don't get distracted by what happens in those false spring moments. Yes, you were let down. Yes, you were disappointed. Yes, things didn't go the way you wanted them to, and you were fooled by those false spring moments. And yes, the winter season in your life lasted a little longer, but guess what? Just like every year, the spring is still coming. What you have to realize is that the spring is always coming, but sometimes you have to get through your winter to get to your spring. So don't give up because your spring is coming. Don't get down because your spring is coming. Don't live in that disappointment because your spring is coming. Don't let people distract you because your spring is coming. Don't let people try to decide how you're going to live your life because the spring is coming. Don't let people use you because the spring is coming. Don't let them confuse you because the spring is coming. Your spring is coming, but you gotta stay focused on your journey. Your spring is coming, but you got to go through those winter moments to get to your spring. So don't get discouraged. Do as Jesus did. Don't buy into the hype of the false spring. Stay focused on where God has you going. Stay focused on the journey ahead. Don't let distractions take your focus away, FCBC family. Stay focused and stay pressing and stay moving forward, because God is by your side, even in those false spring moments, even in those winter moments. Your winter may last a little longer than you wanted it to, but in the midst of those moments, God is still present, and God is still working on you, and God is still molding you, and God is still providing you with all of your needs. God is still present in those winter moments. Just because they last a little longer doesn't mean that life is over. It doesn't mean that you have to give up. It doesn't mean that you sit down and get stagnant. It means you press forward and stay focused and keep moving on your journey. Don't let those false spring moments deter you from getting to where you need to go. Don't let the false spring people distract you and try to get you off your path. Because in actuality, that's all that they want. They want you on their path, thinking they can get on their path, on that path that you are on, because they think it will benefit them how it benefits you. But it's not for them, it's for you. So it's never going to work for them how it works for you. Don't let those false spring moments distract you from keeping moving forward. Let the fact that when Jesus comes into the town and they lay the palms at his feet, let that be a reminder that the journey wasn't finished just yet. Stay focused on where God is leading you. Stay focused and don't get distracted. It's hard, once again, FCBC, when we are in these winter seasons hoping and praying for change. It's hard when you're beaten and broken and you feel like things aren't going your way and you feel alone. You feel that things aren't going to get any better. And it's hard not to fall into those false spring moments, because in the midst of your downfall, you feel like that false springs offer you the only chance of hope, the only chance of light. But in reality, it's just going to disappoint you. So stay focused. Keep pushing forward. Keep moving through your winter season. Because the spring is still coming. There's never been a moment that God didn't show up in your life. There's never been a moment where God left you hanging. So you owe it to yourself to stay focused and keep pushing in these moments. Owe it to yourself to keep going. So remember, as we leave today, as we prepare to go, that as you take your palms today, let them be a reminder to yourself to stay focused and keep moving forward, because God's not done with you yet. God is not finished with you yet, and God has more in store for you that you can't even imagine. Oh, God has continued to bless us each and every day. It's a funny thing that we continue to forget all that God has done for us, that we get so caught up in these fall spring moments. If you are caught up in a fall spring moment right now, just use your own memory in this moment and think about all the good that God has done for you in your life. You've come from a mighty long way. You've come from some dark places and spaces that you didn't think you would escape. You've come through moments that you didn't think you could get through. You've come through things that even others around you thought was impossible, but you got through them. Those long winter seasons when things didn't seem like they were going to change, you got through them. Those moments and those people around you trying to bring about your downfall, you got through them. You're stronger than you think, FCBC, and you're strong because that's how God made you to be. So trust in God a little bit more on today. Lean into your faith and lean into your trust, not only in God, but in yourself to keep moving forward. Don't let those false springs fool you, people. Don't get caught up in that temporary happiness. Stay focused and trust God along your journey. Amen. 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 Won't you all stand? Amen. Amen. Can we give God a little praise for all that God continues to do in our lives? It's hard to stay encouraged during seasons of winter, FCBC. It's hard to stay focused. But at the end of the day, God has never let us down. So there's no reason to think that moving forward, God is going to do anything differently. God didn't bring you this far just to leave you. God's going to be with you each and every step that you take, each and every step that you make, each and every time you try to move forward. Know that God is walking with you. Know that God has your hand in God's hand. You are not alone in this moment. You have never been alone since the day that you were born. God has been walking with you and leading you to where you're supposed to be and where you're going. So trust and believe in that fact that God is with you as you move forward. So pray to yourselves on today to help God help you focus a little bit more. Don't get distracted by those moments in your life where those false spring things and people pop up trying to take your focus. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer on today. Gracious God, we are here today ready to shout out a declaration, God, that we won't be stopped by the false springs in our life. Ready to trust and lean and believe in you a little bit more during these winter moments in our life. Those moments where we think things aren't going to change. Those moments that seem to be trying to break us. Those moments where we feel like the world isn't playing fair. In those moments, God, we will call out to you, knowing that you will always answer. Things might get rough. Things might be tough, God. But once again, when you're with us, it makes things a whole lot better. So as we leave today, God, remind us that on our journeys, you will always be there with us, God. Help us stay focused in the midst of things that try to distract us, God. In the midst of things and people that seek to take our attention away from you, God, to seek to take us off our own paths, God. Help us stay focused and always moving forward towards what you want for us. Once again, it's not easy, God, but we know we can do everything when you're by our side. When you're by our side, there's nothing that's going to stop us, nothing that's going to hold us back, and nothing that's going to keep us from getting to where you want us to be. So once again, we ask that you have your way on today, God. Continue to work on us. Continue to encourage us. Continue to love on us, God. Do what you got to do to get the glory out of us, God. Remind us not just who we are, but whose we are, God. Remind us that we have some strength in us, God. Help us along the way, God, and we'll be so grateful and thankful. Let us not be distracted by those false springs as we move forward, God. Let us not get down on ourselves when those false spring people and things make appearances in our lives, because they're only temporary at the end of the day. Our spring is coming as long as we continue moving forward, continue trusting in you, and continue to follow the path that you have placed in front of us. So we love you and we thank you, Lord. And we are so grateful that each and every day you choose to love on us. So once again, have your way as we prepare to leave this place. And we will be so grateful and thankful. It's in your name we pray and we say amen, amen, and amen. Once again.